producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good times on the Good Day program. Hello. This is the 11th of January, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Monday program with Jennifer Horn. She's taking a bow over there on stage left.
Oh, and I got stuck. Bad back.
I got a bad toe, so.
Oh, what happened to your toe?
Well, I have what is commonly referred to as hammer toe.
Oh.
Is that another sort of.
Different than hammer time.
Yes, right. Much different than hammer time. Or MC Hammer, as far
right.
as that's concerned, yeah. Anyway, so that's slowing me down a tad. Not a lot, but a little bit. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there is a lot of news. And nobody among those of us who are the faithful has won the Powerball jackpot. So now...
I did. I won $4. I'm retiring. Oh, wait, I should have told you. I wasn't going to tell if I won. Darn it.
Now, did you get that in one lump sum, or are they paying
I'm going to be paid out over 30 years. I'm actually going to give them a few cents on some of the years.
That's good for you.
Yeah, I won $4. Woof.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I don't know how we ought to have a little premise there. By the way, that's the voice of Ken Kessler, who's here, along with Jen Jen and me, monitoring, amongst other things, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We'll check in, find out what some of the hotspots are with you and your thoughts. The Powerball jackpot, though, and the people that continue to dream. The jackpot was $949 million before the drawing on Saturday, but nobody had all five numbers.
Right.
So that shows you how many different combinations there are. So that means to you, boys and girls, the prize rolls over. The drawing is next Wednesday, and the estimated jackpot will be $1.3 billion, the largest prize ever offered, ever.
Like ever. Can I offer you two items here?
Yes, you may, please.
The first item that I would offer you is I had a couple of people, and I would guess that our producer Peter might be in this camp. But
man is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yes, go ahead.
But a friend of mine, Larry Elder, radio talk show, said, you know what? I don't buy lottery tickets. I don't buy the Powerball tickets because the odds just are not in your favor, even when the jackpot is this big. Well... As of yesterday morning, I noticed on Twitter Larry had thrown that out the window, and he is now onto the I Have Lotto Fever bandwagon because he said, finally, when the jackpot is this high, it's actually in my favor. Why don't I buy a lottery ticket? So I think.
Why is it? What's the difference? What's his theory that it is more valuable now than it was a couple of days ago?
The chances are so slim that you'd actually win that I think in the odds are that you're wasting your money more than you'd ever win. So.
But I thought you just said. He's changed his idea.
He's changed his tune. I don't know what that line of demarcation is, other than the B word, maybe, billion. I mean, why not? It's $1 billion. Take the $2 and go buy yourself a stupid ticket. It's fun. Item number two.
Yes, item number two.
I think we need to start crowdfunding or maybe getting a hold of Donald Trump. Because if you went to many liquor stores right now and just started trying to buy every combination out there, it would cost you less to buy every combination than it would to win. You'd make money.
So you could, for, let's say, $900 million, buy all the combinations.
Correct.
And if you've got one winning thing, you'd make $400 million.
Yeah, you just need someone really smart to help you buy all those tickets.
So you pay back the $900 million and you walk away with $400 million.
You'd make some money, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting theory.
Should we start crowdfunding on that?
Absolutely.
But we'd do it
Set
fast.
That up right away. Yes, please do that. Yep. Okay, so there's a Powerball. How many people watched the Golden Globes last night? Raise your hands, please.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
And did you agree with me? Maybe we should have been on Twitter together to go back and forth. I have said repeatedly that Ricky Gervais is among the most annoying people in the show business world. And I found myself last night thinking, I actually almost didn't watch it, except I got caught in the traffic jam around Wilshire and the hotel on my way back home last night, and it was like 4:15, so I got home just at 5 o'clock and decided, all right, so I remember it's on, and so
do
maybe
it for
I
the show.
Go around. Yeah, exactly. I can see. And I found myself, it isn't a great show, but it was nice to see, it always is nice to see, how some of these people who we all think know one another,
yeah,
we see that they don't really know all one another.
See, I think it's my favorite reaction. Award show because the stars are the
they're
most relaxed.
Yeah.
They're all drinking champagne and just relaxed. And everybody's sort of together, and it's fun to see them all in one room.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, kind of love-hate with Ricky Gervais. I have not liked him at all over the last course
he's
of the show.
Very unlikable bloke, as they say.
This time, I sort of laughed. But you know when you laugh at something you shouldn't be laughing at? Like laughing at a funeral.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of how I felt with him. He was so mean to Mel Gibson.
Yeah. He's an age.
That it made me uncomfortable. But yet there were a few things he said where I was like, oh my God, and I laughed. So it's like, he's one of those comics that make you uncomfortable.
How do you, not that Mel Gibson deserves credit for some of the things that he's done, but we've moved on, hopefully, from there. And that kind of stuff just brings it back up again. It was very, he's just not the right person for that.
Well, you saw what he said. I mean, they had to bleep out what he said.
But that's what I was trying to figure out. Kenny, did you watch any of this?
No.
All right.
No.
So
I don't have any patience for Ricky Gervais.
Okay, all right. So you're in the same league with me, basically. At first it appeared to be technical difficulty because the audio kept getting clipped.
Yeah, that wasn't technical difficulty.
You realize when you were watching their mouths that they didn't have, there was a delay, and they didn't have the mic synced up to the picture because of the delay. And they had a delay because they needed to bleep what some of the people were saying. If this had been on cable, you would have heard everything. But because of our idiotic rules in this country, we can't on regular, everyday, state-of-the-art.
That was part of the problem, was the fact that they were bleeping everything and you couldn't hear what they were saying.
Right.
It's like if you're going to have someone like Ricky Gervais who's going to be cussing, if that's the not classy route, if that's the not classy route that you want to go on, then you should put it on cable where we can hear what he's saying because it's not cute.
Or not have him.
When you're watching this and half of the telecast is being bleeped out and you don't know what's going on.
Well, there are other people.
Not fun.
Whatever, a lot of other people had certain things bleeped out as well, and you realize that it wasn't a technical problem and you didn't realize that unless you knew at the beginning of the program, everybody's lips were synced to what you could actually see on the screen. But then after the first bleep, there was probably a nanosecond or maybe not even half a second. What would you say, Jennifer? Maybe an eighth of a second, but there was a difference.
The volume just went out. It's because they were just going on
delay.
No,
what I'm saying is
after lips matched up,
after that, the lips didn't match.
Right.
Anyway, so what was said, you said you knew what
he
said.
So the altercation, in case you didn't see it, there was a big news story out that Mel Gibson would be welcomed back to the Golden Globes. Okay, so Ricky Gervais goes, oh, I'm so embarrassed. You know, I've said so many bad things about him the last time he was here, and I'm so embarrassed. And Mel Gibson actually handled it very well. He came out on
stage. Much better than Gervais did.
Correct. And he made a joke, and he's like, well, coming here and seeing Ricky Gervais always reminds me it's time to get a colonoscopy, which I thought was very funny. You know, it was kind of a little jab back at him. Then Ricky Gervais has to come back out. And I don't think this was rehearsed.
No.
He came back out and he goes, so what the bleep does sugar bleep mean anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And sugar female anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, and I don't even remember this, but I guess Mel Gibson must have been caught calling someone sugar. Hmm?
Yeah.
And so Ricky Gervais comes out and Mel Gibson's like, I don't know, you should ask the guy who said it. I mean, it was so uncomfortable. It was just uncalled for. Ricky Gervais should have let it go. He made his insult.
But he doesn't know how to make it go because he's an idiot and he's a jerk.
That was
and
bad.
And the fact that he was there makes that Hollywood press. There should be a whole Twitter campaign. Kenny, have you noticed anything on any of the social media to get Gervais out of there? Or were there other comments about
him?
People
love him. No, people like him.
No. Who's people? You don't like him, I don't like him, and Kenny doesn't like him. But
I thought the other person he was kind of mean to was Matt Damon, who I thought also handled it pretty well.
Yeah, Matt Damon has a lot of class.
He was really ragging on the fact that they put The Martian in the comedy category, like that was Matt Damon's fault.
Even Scott said comedy. when he got the award.
Ridley Scott, right.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if you heard when he walked out on stage, he was making a joke about Matt Damon, and then he goes, and the only person that Ben Affleck hasn't cheated on. And it was just, and then Matt Damon has to come out there, and it was just uncomfortable. It was really
strange.
Because
the two of them are very, very close friends and have been all their lives.
Yeah.
And that wasn't true. Ben Affleck, well, anyway, you get into this whole thing. Kenny, what did you start to say?
I don't think I started to say anything.
Oh, I know you did. Okay. Well, then I'm hearing things. I'm going to hit my ears and see if I can straighten out the flow of wax in there. So the other thing about the Globes is that this movie, The Revenant, which is supposed to be based on fact and stuff, is a gory, horrible, just miserable piece of film. But I suppose, in a sense, it tells a story, and the hero sort of wins at the end. It's just, why do they have to tell it in such a gory way? And the producer, the director of that movie, didn't he win last year? What was the movie like? He was involved, if I'm not mistaken, in some other really popular movie. Was it last year or the year before? Why did I remember?
Wasn't he involved in Birdman?
Yes.
Was it Birdman?
Alejandro Pena, yes, he was.
Okay, all right. So I'm just
Alejandro Pena was a Dodger, but this guy's name's Alejandro something.
Yeah.
I hate when my jokes just sort of tank and no one gets them.
All right, and David Bowie has passed away at the age of 69.
God, woke up to that this morning.
Yes, well, you'll wake up to a lot of things you wake up to. That's one of the things you can wake up to. Not his music, though.
Tough year for rock and roll so far.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off.
Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
The beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values with 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10 from the two offers per card per week, Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now, they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Where I'm from, we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Right now at Burger King, get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches. Just 2 for $4. A restrictions apply. A croissant-witch.
Croissant-witch, yeah.
How do you use that croissant?
It's like a croissant-witch. Croissant-witch.
Witch, okay. Got it.
Are you buying? Let's go.
Not there. I'm not. Well, that's probably a nice place to go, I'm sure.
Doug. This is not how you do things.
No, it's not. It's probably not how I should do things anyway. So, the Playboy Mansion is for sale.
Who wants it?
Hugh Hefner wants to stay. He's going to rent The Playboy. It's on the listed today for $200 million.
No joke.
Right, West Los Angeles. Where is it? In West? It's out here somewhere.
Up in the hill.
Is it in the hill?
Yeah, you have to take a bus to get up there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, and you are here. 888-302-3684. Put you in touch with us on the phone. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffens.com. That's the old-fashioned way. I know, folks, but sometimes it really works. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. I forgot to ask you, Kenny, whether you had thoughts or anybody is rattling around with regard to the Golden Globes, whether it's Ricky Gervais or whomever.
A couple of comments about Ricky Gervais. Rhonda says it was pure laugh-out-loud gold at the Golden Globes last night.
Really?
I loved it.
Well, she and I disagree.
He got asked back already. I'm telling you, people like it for some reason.
Okay. Good for them.
On the other hand, Candy said he's a blank, blank, blank. I wish Mel Gibson would have decked him.
Me too. And I think he was thinking about it, by the way.
There you go.
And
all right.
Monica says, insults aren't original. I was bored.
Mm. Yep, I think he was boring. Some of the other stuff. It didn't move. It's an okay award show. I thought it was interesting to see how friendly Jennifer Lawrence and the female comedian whose name I can't remember.
Amy Schumer. Best friends.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here's Leonardo DiCaprio, Cut 1103. Let's start with that one, Peter, who talks about his award for the best movie, the Best Actor Award.
This film was about survival, it was about adaptation, it was about the triumph of the human spirit, but more than anything, it was about trust. And there's no one more deserving of that trust than our director, Alejandro Iñárritu. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this journey with you. Your leadership, your vision, your acute attention to making every day so visceral and real for us. I've never had an experience like this in my entire life. I want to share this award with all the First Nations people represented in this film and all the indigenous communities around the world. It is time that we recognize your history and that we protect your indigenous lands from corporate interests and people that are out there to exploit them. It is time that we heard your voice and protected this planet for future generations. Thank you very much.
Right, there wasn't too much of that last night.
No, but it made me laugh. I'm like, yeah, the new Eskimo Field, sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Sorry.
Jennifer Lawrence won...
Is that insensitive?
A little. Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress for the movie Joy. Again, I didn't understand the categories, musical or comedy. This was
It's sort of like the light music. It's the light movie. So it was Joy and The Martian and Big Short, which were not
funny.
Comedies,
none
but
of
they
them
were put into that category.
And it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Joy Mangano, thank you for your story. Thank you for giving so much. It was such an honor to play this character. Thank you to our supporting cast. Thank you to my hometown, Kentucky, and to my family. And thank you.
The hometown is Kentucky?
It's the home state,
the home
for the record.
State, really.
I don't mean to fact-check J-Law, but, you know.
All right, so here's Matt Damon, who won Best Actor for The Martian.
Look, I was here 18 years ago. It's literally been 18 years since I've been here doing this. And with a little more context, I know how lucky I am and how lucky I am to do this for a living. And when people go see movies, it's kind of rare. I've made a lot of movies that people just didn't go see. So to make one that everyone enjoyed this much, we had this incredible crew, this incredible cast, and it really all came down to Ridley Scott and Ridley. I literally, to get this award, I walked past like Fassbender, I walked past Leo, I walked past all these people who've worked with you and who love you. I just, on their behalf and ours and everybody who worked on this movie, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, so...
So likable, I love him.
Yeah, and by the way, he says he's made a lot of movies people don't like that haven't gone to see. I've been to see most of his movies. He said it was 18 years. It was Good Will Hunting that they first won for, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm, I think 97, something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then there was Sylvester Stallone.
I know. This was cool. And people gave him a standing O.
Yeah, and he deserves it. Go ahead, Peter, with that.
I'm just trying not to get emotional because I am the sum total of everyone I've ever met, and so I'm lucky I absorbed some of it. I just want to say thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press. It's incredible. Last time I was here, it was 1977, and I was kind of hit by tumbleweed. It was been a long time ago. It's like a different situation, and the view is so beautiful now. I want to thank my wife and my children, Sophia, Scarlett, and Sistine, because actually having your love is the greatest award in the world every day. Most of all, I want to thank my imaginary friend, Rocky Balboa, for being the best friend I ever had.
That is a great line. And you know what? Yeah. I think people watch this show or shows like this because they want to see who's talking with whom and they want to know sort of insight. And so there was an interesting cutaway to Sylvester Stallone talking to Harrison Ford, who, you know, you wonder, okay, these guys have something in common other than they're in the movie business and they've had a lot of hits. By the way, Stallone's one of the wealthiest men in Los Angeles because not only has he made a lot of movies and made a lot of money, but he's invested his money very wisely. He and Schwarzenegger own a lot of real estate. Interesting. 29 after on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, a major new study says 68 is the new 43. The quest for eternal youth is over. I kid you not. Well, maybe not eternal youth. How about prolonged youth? And here's the skinny. You have two ages, your actual age and your fitness age. The younger your fitness age is compared to your actual age, the healthier you are, the longer you live. In the upcoming Senior Olympics, the average birth age is 68, but their fitness age is 43, a stunning 25 years younger. Now, I know what you're thinking. These are professional athletes, but they're not. They all exercise routinely for sure, but most of them didn't start training until they were 50 or older. Take home message, it's never too late to start exercising.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsofliberty.team.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsofliberty.team.com. At sonsofliberty.team.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At the hour now on the Doug Stephan, or maybe I should be more precise, it's 33 after, not after. I sort of swallow some of my words that I don't think are important to the conversation, and I ought not to do that as a speech professional. I should be on top of all the words. Right, Jen?
I think so, Doug.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? There's always tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
I was that going for you.
Yesterday, I was working with your friend, the video editor.
Oh, Jeremy!
And we'd gone back a long way. I'm putting together what's called in the business a reel, mm-hmm. But it isn't really a reel. It's a video of some of the things that I want to use to further promote the program in different ways. And so we were going back through the archives of some of the stuff that there is a lot of video on, and I noticed that sometimes, depending on what I'm talking about, if it's something that I'm really hot on, I'm very precise. And if it's something I'm not, like there's a piece of tape with me wearing a cowboy hat down at one of the Texas A&M Ag Universities in Stephenville, Texas, where I visited a couple of times. And we were having a conversation about, you know how hot I am about agricultural issues because I'm a farmer.
Sure.
And so I was really on to some things. And then we were joking about something else and I was swallowing my words. And it just sort of reminded me when I just heard myself do it.
There you go. We all have our own little weird things,
happens.
Right?
Speaking of swallowing his words, other than wishing that Ricky Gervais would swallow all of his words, the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, Monsieur Trump.
The Trumpster.
Yes. The controversy about him today is that he seems to be, and I'm sure there'll be a clarification of this someplace, but he seems to be praising Kim Jong-un.
Okay, I got to look this up because this can't be right. Because you know what happens with Trump is he says something, yes. The media runs with it, and then you listen to it and you go, oh, no, he didn't say block all refugees from coming into the country. He said we should put a pause on. Okay, so
the media isn't the media. You see, this is one of my pet peeves. and I'm not going to be like the teacher here, but I really would like it if we would refer to it as the news media, because the media is, last night, the Golden Globes. That's part of the media. There is this, everybody that is a reporter, they keep saying the media, or these people keep saying, it's not the media. The media is a huge in scope. This is a section of the media called the news media, all right? So the news media, and I'm not taking you out to the woodshed, I'm just saying that it's, as you can tell, moderately annoying.
So where I wasn't listening, I was looking up the story.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so there was that. Ladies and gentlemen, you see how much impact I have on the people that work with me. Oh, I didn't. What were you saying? Trump called Kim a maniac during remarks about North Korea's nuclear program, but he said you got to give him credit. How many young guys, he was like this 25 or 26-year-old guy when his father died, take over these tough generals, all of a sudden he takes over and he's the boss, Trump said. It's incredible. He wiped out all
he wiped out his the uncle. He wiped out this one, that one. I mean, this guy doesn't play games, and we can't play games with him. Okay, so there you go. That's not bad.
No,
not bad.
Can't play games. But he did sort of say that he envied him in a way. Did it come out, or is that just
I'm
the
not
interpretation?
Seeing it. I'm not seeing envy. The only quote that I'm seeing is the one you just read. How many young guys? He was like 26 or 25 when his father died. Take over the top generals, and then he goes in and takes over. He's the boss. Blah, blah.
What was his status with Trump when he got the $1 million from his father? How old was he? Was he 25, 26? In that, or was he even younger?
Imagine,
than that?
Probably about that age, maybe younger.
So does he have something more in common? He's taller in stature and that sort of thing. But I just wonder.
Probably slightly less crazy.
What else? Well, I think that depends on who you talk to.
Who you ask.
You ask me slightly less crazy.
At breakfast yesterday with my two children and my grandson and my daughter's husband, you wouldn't.
You're in enemy territory. I guess I shouldn't tell you that I just volunteered for his campaign over the weekend.
Well, that's okay.
Oh,
I know other people.
Sorry, I'm stumping for Trump, baby. Right.
Whatever happened to those two women, by the way, that were
Diamond and Silk? They're a sensation. Donald Trump finally picked up on them.
Really?
And they've been touring the country with him at rallies. He brings them out, and Diamond and Silk are on stage, and they do their thing on at the podium.
So they're too big to be on radio anymore?
Well, you know, I actually was thinking I need to call them this week, so I will call Diamond and Silk and see if we can't get him back on. But
They really appreciate how much territory we cover here. The investigations are continuing into a number of house fires that are caused by hoverboards. I saw in the park Saturday afternoon, Megan and I took Miles to the park, and we were playing, and there were a couple of these hoverboards, these people on these hoverboards that were around, and I didn't realize till Megan actually explained to me how they work, what makes them work. They apparently, there was an incident here in California, which a hoverboard apparently caught there. I used apparently twice there. Sorry, folks. Scratch the second one.
You apparently used apparently.
Caused, this thing caused the destruction of a woman's car in Rialto. Maria Gomez was driving her cousin someplace, and the hoverboard was sitting on the floorboard of the car, began smoking. And so now hoverboards have... apparently, you look at these people that want to take them on a plane, and the plane, the airlines say, new. College campuses are banning them. So what is there about them? Because it seems that it's there's no motor in them, per se. You move forward with your feet, and it makes the hoverboard go faster, and you put them back, right? I mean, there's no what makes them move? Maybe we need to get an expert on here.
I don't know. I have not ridden a hoverboard. I know that's shocking.
That is.
But I'm not sure exactly what moves like the trajectory forward. I just know that there's some kind of electricity to them because they have been erupting places.
Yeah, well, there has to be some power
source.
Yeah,
there's something, some power in there.
The battery.
It is a battery? Oh, okay.
That's what catches on fire.
The battery catches on fire. So it's just like a 787. The battery's got on fire for a while, and they had to fix that, so they'll fix this. Not that I wouldn't want to have one of these hoverboards in a 787.
They're like $350, though, which really, when I guess when you think about Jetson-style technology, it's not that bad. But they look so silly. People, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not ready yet. I'm going to wait for the second generation.
They actually look kind of fun to me. I was thinking I'd like to try one.
All right. Well, let's make sure we have the video camera running.
Yeah.
I'll get Jeremy back.
Pictures.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I would like to know, it's 20 before the hour, so I'll have a 2020 news quiz question. Are you ready?
Okay, everybody, and then we have to talk about the glaring omission in your stories today. But yes, okay, go ahead.
The glaring omission?
Yeah, it's something we have to talk about.
All right, okay. So, what, the interview of El Chapo?
Yeah, what the H with Sean Penn? El Chapo, and then did you see over the weekend the head of ISIS canceled his interview with Sean Penn? Like, what is going on?
Sean Penn get a job with Rolling Stone?
Oh, my God. What?
And they had to bring the interview to El Chapo for him to approve it before it got printed. Yeah.
That's kind of outrageous. And then they caught him.
Yeah,
they need right to throw Sean Penn.
So, Sean, let me get this straight. Sean Penn could find El Chapo,
correct,
and every authority that exists in America and Mexico couldn't
could
find
not.
Him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they found him after Sean Penn found
yes.
him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, this is weird. Sean Penn and El Chapo, like, I'm And then the breaking news alert comes to my phone yesterday. The head of ISIS cancels his meeting with Sean Penn. I'm sorry, what? What?
Oh my God.
Why is he meeting with Jihadi John? I don't understand.
No, why is he meeting? How is he able to do it and get to these people, and yet none of our military and none of the CIA and the FBI, all of our the wild and woolly groups that we have here, are able to find him, huh?
Do we just put him away? Because he clearly doesn't want to live here. He was friends with Hugo Chavez. I mean, this guy's a nut.
No, he's radicalized and would be a good friend to Michael Moore, who would probably have vied for the same position to get into these into the heads of El Chapo or somebody that's running ISIS. That's a Michael Moore kind
of
thing.
I bet El Chapo didn't get into his head, because I'm sure that happened. Okay, back to your 20. Well,
somebody made a joke about how many years he's been using El Chapo's product. Maybe that's how he got.
Yeah.
Was that in the? That was on the show last night, I think.
I don't remember it, but that's a funny joke. Could have been.
Maybe I meant. No, I guess my son had it at breakfast. All right. Anyway, 888-302-3684. If you can tell me who Lavoy Finicum is, Lavoy. This is the other glaring hole that I haven't talked about so far in this hour, Jen. Lavoy Finicum, Lavoy. Finicum. Who is he, and why would we be talking about him this morning? That's the 2020 News Quiz question, 888-302-3684. Let's see how many smart boys and girls we have who know what the homework assignment was. Find out what's going on in the world, and be astutely and well assembled with your words, okay? Put the words together well and astutely, and you win a swell prize. Lavoy Finicum, Lavoy Finicum. Why would we be talking about him today on Good Day? 888-302-3684. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the largest consumer technology show in the world. Tech expert Andrea Smith gives us a first look at the big show. Andrea, what's new at CES this year?
Oh, so many things new this year. Lenovo's Idea Center 610S takes the home PC to the next level by turning it into a movie projector. It's the first compact home PC with an optional removable wireless projector that turns any wall into a 100-inch home theater. The iRobot Roomba 980 vacuum cleaner can navigate and clean an entire level of the house, recharge, and resume the job. This is iRobot's first cloud-connected Roomba, so you can control it through an app. The Canon Maxify MB5320 is a wireless all-in-one printer that lets you print, scan, and fax from your small business, print crisp, clear text wirelessly right from your smart device. It has four separate ink tanks, so you only need to replace one color at a time. Here's an industry first. LG's Twin Wash with Sidekick Pedestal Washer lets you run two separate loads of wash at the same time. It has a front-loading washer compartment and also the Sidekick, a second unit designed for those smaller loads. Wash one load of hot and one load of cold. The thermos-connected hydration bottle with smart lid helps you keep track of the amount of water you drink. It's a 24-ounce water bottle with a sensor tube that sends real-time info wirelessly to the thermos smart lid app. It even sends you reminders.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're two for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, croissant sandwich! Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two-croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, I'm glad to get an answer to that. Conversations. You would love to listen to the conversations we have off the air. They are often as entertaining, sometimes more entertaining, depending on where your warped head is. It's 47 and change after the hour in the Good Day program. Okay, so nobody's had the right answer. Lavoy Finicum is one of the men occupying that wildlife preserve in Oregon. He published Only by Blood and Suffering, Regaining Lost Freedom. It's a novel about many of the same issues that have been raised by this event in Oregon that's been going on now for, what, a week or more? How long has this? They've been in there for more than a week, haven't they?
I think they went over last weekend, so a week now.
Yeah. So the novel ends with a series of brutal battles, gunfights, killings, that sort of thing. It sounds like a bad, bloody, overly done movie that Quentin Tarantino might produce. By the way, did you listen to him?
Oh,
there's something. He was he went up there last night to accept the award. The music for his movie,
yeah.
The what's it called? The Hungry Eight or the Hangry
Eight? Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight, that's it, right. Which is a blood fest, as usual, in his movies. There's all the people's heads getting blown off and all that lovely stuff. And so he went up, but the only award he won was for music.
And he didn't even win it. He was accepting the award for the composer,
for the
who's like 86 and didn't make the trip.
Yeah.
But he made it seem like it was all about him, and it was really strange. And then he used the word ghetto, and Jamie Foxx, who was on stage, took exception to that. And after Quentin Tarantino was done, he went, ghetto, to the microphone, because it was just, it came out so weird. It was just, I don't know, Quentin Tarantino's a weird dude.
Well, he is, and you wonder how. Well, with the Pulp Fiction, which was the first movie he made, that was a low-budget sort of when nobody would really give him a shot because they didn't quite understand what he was all about. He was able, you got to hand it to him, he was able to get financing for the movie, and it did extraordinarily well. I think Samuel L. Jackson was in that, and John Travolta was in it.
That revitalized his career.
Right.
Yeah.
And a couple of other people, but it was horribly, I say this like I'm an expert, and I know I have not ever seen a Quentin Tarantino movie. All I get is, so you can criticize me if you want, because I often criticize people for criticizing movies that they haven't gone to see. So I suppose I'm a hypocrite in a manner of speaking. But there isn't anything that I know, maybe this is a better way of putting it, there's nothing I know about any Quentin Tarantino movie that would make me want to go see it. And because I don't like extraneous, gratuitous violence and that sort of stuff. And that's really what this appears to be. But I heard from some people who went to see it. I went into a theater to watch it for a few minutes when I was just sort of walking down the hall between movies a couple of weeks ago. And I went in, and as soon as I got the drift of what was going on, I left. I've been told that there's unbelievable violence in it, which is pretty much his signature. So what kind of a mind? That's my question after kind of looking at his eyes last night, listening to him bop around. What kind of a mind can create that sort of that reality, that visualization? 51 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, and I hope you're happy about that.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
A breath of fresh air, the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Indeed, sir.
Program 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And joining Jennifer and Kenny and I is Richard Schemmel, who is a former BuzzFeed contributor and our technical media observer for this day. So I think it would be appropriate, Richard, for us to sort of go back to last week's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and talk about what really is new, what really is going to affect people, what of all of those things seems to be something or maybe a couple of things that will really take hold in your opinion. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge?
How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, so Richard Schemmel is here on Good Day in our Tech Talk time. What, for you, Richard, what came out of CES that seemed more significant? I'm talking about you before we get the overall view. You, and with your background expertise, what were you most, I suppose we could say, phased by? What seemed to interest you most?
What I saw a lot of this year were phonographs. Whether they were self-contained phonographs or speakers or turntables, because I guess there's a resurgence of vinyl with a younger generation.
What's old is new again.
You got
we can't invent anything else. We've gone beyond the beyond, so now let's go back to the old stuff. It's kind of like making movies. We can't find any good themes for good new movies, so let's remake the old ones. That's what this sort of reminds me of. What else besides phonographs come from that category, you think, Richard?
I also saw boomboxes come back. You're seeing a
really?
Lot of boomboxes with lights, with strobe lights, with colored lights. You know, whether it'll survive, who knows? You know, they're calling them tailgate boxes. They're the size of musical amplifiers. You roll around, and it's just unbelievable. I saw a new type of drones. Parrot came out with a drone that doesn't have blades. It looks more like a stealth jet.
Really?
Connected home. You're going to see a lot of, you're going to hear a term, Internet of Things, IoT. That talks about the connected home where appliances are connected to an app on your phone that you're going to be able to control. Personal health products, wearables, whether it's a band that does your blood pressure while you're walking or a jacket or just a unbelievable amount of wearables. The thing people have to remember about CES is about 80% of the products shown never hit the market.
Never get the market, no, right. Well, one of them that did, one of them that was prominent a few years ago, the Fitbit, is in the idea behind it, or is it the manufacturer who is involved in a lawsuit because they don't really work?
I picked up that story yesterday that they're alleging that it's giving inaccurate readings. Okay. Now, in my opinion, most of these wearables or health items, the reading's not going to be like if you go to a doctor's office.
No, for God's sake. What do you expect from it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What I found interesting
wife,
is that Edward Snowden appeared there for a brief period of time.
Right. Edward Snowden appeared via satellite at a booth that had these little robots
really?
That went around with video monitors and rolling around.
Fascinating.
It's just unbelievable what they come up with, these designers and these research people.
Pretty good information. Thank you for that update, Richard. Richard Schemmel here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.